Welcome back to the Drive Time, everybody. I'm Dave Glover, my guest in the studio from the Northumberland Help Center. Krista is here, Krista Skudovich, and
Bruce Walker.
And Bruce Walker are here this afternoon. And by the way, if you haven't already got your tickets, there still are some tickets available for Empty Bowls Dinner and Auction. They're $50 a piece. It's this Thursday. So if you're not doing anything on Thursday night and maybe you don't want to cook dinner, let them cook dinner for you at the Rosewood Estates at 255 Densmore Road in Coburg. That's Thursday, April 14th at 6 p.m. That's when the doors open. The fun begins. There's going to be a silent auction. There's going to be a live auction afterwards. Also, guest speakers. Do we know who the guest speaker is?
You.
Apparently, I'm the guest speaker. There you go.
Come put a face to the name. Come see him.
See him live. Yes. He's not as old as he sounds, exactly. Anyway, we've been talking about some of the services. You know, I was reminded while we were talking about, you know, you hear a lot of people getting forced to do, you know, work that they otherwise wouldn't do, but they can't afford not to do it. You know, people being obliged to do work that might be dangerous, but they can't say no.
Yep, they're afraid to
lose a paycheck. You know, I mean, People still have the right to say, no, I can't do that. It'll kill me in this province, right?
They do. But, you know, how many people exercise that right, or how many people know they have that right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? And lots of people are vulnerable for lots of reasons. You know, poor workplace safety measures, a lot of young workers getting injured because they don't know their rights or entitlements.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people, you know, who don't know how to navigate the system if they do get injured or hurt on the job.
Is that something that the Help Center does do? Do they still do career days at high school? I don't know. But if they do, is this something that the Help Center would be willing to do? I don't know if you already do this. Maybe you show up at the high schools and say, okay, look, you know, some of you are starting to work now, and just thought we'd maybe have a session and let you know what your rights are as a worker in Ontario, what people can ask of you, what they can't ask of you. Is that something that you do at the high school level?
So our workers, I can't speak exactly at the high school level, but our workers do a lot of community outreach and public legal education, and that's one of the areas. Actually, we'll be ramping up some work to do a lot of education work around precarious employment, including migrant workers, which in Northumberland, you know, we have a fair number of those.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're working in Canada, and they're entitled to the same, you know, health and safety expectations as everybody else working here. And that's one area we know in Northumberland that we'd like to do some outreach and education with folks and try to make sure that, you know, they're aware of what
their
services are available to them. And and actually, we're expanding some services on the Help Center side. We started our Partners in Learning program last year, matching tutors with learners, recognizing that education and literacy is, you know, often at the root of some employment issues,
mm-hmm.
and income security issues. And we're going to expand to do some English as a second language classes too, you know, as we get more migrants in the area.
Well, we're getting some Syrian refugees that have moved to the area as well. Have you had any contact with any of those folks?
So, actually both staff on both sides, the Help Center and Legal Center, have been involved in offering resources and what we can offer to help some of the refugee families.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's thousands more that live here on a regular basis that go without, that we serve all over the county. So if anything today, for those of you who know we're in the Fleming Building, we're also all over the county. We have hub sites everywhere. and we travel. We, you know, use office space with partners. We arrange appointments with people if they can't come to the office. We're quite flexible, but, you know, we make our best effort to serve everybody across the county. Well, even though we're located in Coburg, you know, we go all the way to the boundaries, all over the place. Bewdley, Campbellford, Warkworth, Grafton, Colburn, everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're actively pursuing volunteers as well, right? Can you maybe talk a little bit about what it means to be a volunteer, and what are you looking for in terms of volunteers?
So volunteers are gratefully accepted at the Help Center. One way is being on the board of directors, which Bruce and I are both right now. You could help out with income tax. That's probably our biggest known volunteer program,
mm-hmm.
and that is completely volunteer run. All volunteers doing, you know, close to 2,000 income tax returns a year.
Literally line up out the door.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, most popular service, probably most visible, and that's step one, actually, to sometimes getting a lot of other entitlements and finding out what else you can do after you file
your
income tax.
So you've gone in there, you're a person who's gone in there, haven't done your taxes in 8 years, you go into the Help Center, they help you out, you don't owe any money, looks like you might, in fact, have some money coming to you. Do you help with wills?
We do. So on our Legal Center side, any low-income residents, can get the access of some lawyers there, some lawyers, volunteer lawyers doing some pro bono work for us, and
mm-hmm.
making sure that low-income residents have what they need set up in the event that, you know, there is a death in their family or whatnot, because that, as anybody who's gone through that with a family knows, how expensive that can be when there's a death of a family member. So to make sure things are, they're arranged properly, yeah, we do have a wills program. We also have, you could be a tutor with our Partners in Learning program if you're interested in working one-on-one with someone and their literacy skills. General office help in the office doing some administrative things. And volunteering on, like I said, the board or a lot of the other groups that they're involved with in town. So both our staff are involved with a number of the local community groups, the anti-poverty groups in the area.
And as you said, you have offices. Let's go through it. I mean, folks, you can always contact them. I'm going to give you the number now if you have a pen handy, folks. 905-373-4464. That is the number. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-850-7882. Just a reminder, though, they are in Brighton every other Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., so it's an hour. They're there. In Camelford, every other Friday, 10:30 to 11:45. That's at the Camelford Free Methodist Church at 73 Rainy Street North in Camelford. In Brighton, they're at 1 Young Street. Again, it's every other Friday. In Colborne, they're there the fourth Tuesday of the month from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Colborne United Church at 1 Church Street East in Colborne. And Bewdley, they're there the second Thursday of the month from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., 7060 Lake Street. That's at the Bewdley Arena in Bewdley, Ontario. Now, it is recommended that you contact the Legal Center at the 800 number before coming out to let them know that you're going to be coming and also what legal problem you might be having. If you can put it in words, maybe you can't, maybe you don't know what your legal rights are. That number again is 800-850-7882. And if you live or work in Northumberland County, as we just said a moment ago, you can become a member of the Help Center. As a member, you'll get copies of the annual newsletter. You'll be informed of the date and place of the annual general meeting, which usually occurs in September. And as a member, you may also run for election of the board at the AGM. Now, directors perform vital services by supplying the community with a voice for the Help Center in Northumberland, and it helps set goals and priorities for client services, which is something that both Krista and
Bruce
do. So again, it is the Help Center of Northumberland. The big dinner is this Thursday. It is the big dinner too. That's what we're going to, I'm just going to call it the big dinner.
Maybe Perfect.
We'll get an applause there. So we've just talked about some of the services that that you do. How did you get interested in it, Krista? How did you get on to the Help Center?
You know what? I was told by a few people when I first moved to the area about 10 years ago, and about a year in, heard from family and friends actually about what this agency was, what they did. It's a real fit for a passion of mine, and immediately got involved on the board and have stayed there. Now I've been there almost 8 years. And a lot of the Help Center volunteers actually are long-serving volunteers. They're really invested in helping out the low-income residents of Northumberland, and the Legal Center and Help Center have proven that they're here to stay. They are the local group who really pays attention to local issues, does the advocacy when needed, helps people when they walk in the door. No appointments necessary for anybody listening. Pass that on if you know anybody who could make use of our services. You walk in the doors or you pick up the phone and call. There's no appointments. We try to help everybody as we can. Occasionally a little lineup, especially during income tax season. But we try to help people, on the spot, recognizing it takes a lot, sometimes to even transport yourself to get into an office. So we're happy to do that on the spot. It was a fit. It was obvious, I guess, from the start that they are the social justice crew in the area. And these are issues important to everybody that affect everybody. And it's about making everybody, empowered and have a little bit of dignity and respect, a lot of dignity and respect walking through those doors. It's not demeaning. It's a very welcoming environment, wouldn't you say, Bruce?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what about you, Bruce? How long have you been with them, and what got you started with the Help Center?
About 2 years. Well, after I retired about 2 years ago, and I was looking to do some volunteer work, and I talked to an acquaintance when I was volunteering at one of the campaigns, and I volunteer at the radio station here, too, and... And talked to them. I liked what I heard. It seemed to be a good fit with what I was looking to do. And that was about 2 years ago. I went to the meetings, and now I'm on the board.
Yeah. It is all through word of mouth, though. We seem to hear
Absolutely.
About it. And,
I heard through an old board member.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It seems like a really well-kept secret.
It kind of is, unfortunately, right? Because, we want more people to know about us, even though the demand is high and we have a small staff. We want more people to come through the doors because it's often us that finds, some – some key thing, legal problem or, you know, a social assistance problem or something like that, that we can help people with that provides a bit longer term solution. You know, we partner with a lot of agencies around the area that deal with sort of the crisis issues, but we really try to find the long term, you know, supports for people and make sure they get their entitlements and that they find and that there is affordable housing available in the area and, you know, make sure we're at the forefront of recognizing and speaking up for those issues for sure.
Well, we're going to take our next break, and when we come back, we're going to touch on a couple of more points with regards to the Help Center. And I just want to remind the listeners out there, this is another one of the great United Way partners here in our community. And just a reminder of that, because we just had the huge fundraiser this year for the United Way, which really, really successful for them. And, you know, this is another member organization, listeners. You're listening to The Drive Time right here on Northumberland 89.7. This is Canada's only holistic political chat. Stick around.